listening to?
I mean, do you think there are any real differences left between women's and men's attitudes these days?
Oh, yes. Take illness, for example. It's a well-known fact that all men's illnesses are more serious than women's.
What on earth do you mean?
Well, whereas women may feel a bit off-colour, have just a cold or a slight headache, for men, it's much more black or white. They basically recognise only two states of being. Men are either fit enough to run the marathon before breakfast and win, or they're too ill to stand up.
Well, that's not actually true of me.
Uh-huh.
I had a cold last week, but I didn't make a big thing of it, did I?
True enough. Okay, let's leave you out of it for a moment. What about sports injuries? Hmm? Just consider the typical performance on a football field. How often have you seen a player rolling around in agony with a TV commentator predicting broken bones and the end of a brilliant career? And then the very next minute, he's back on his feet, running around the pitch without even a trace of a limp.
Well, what's that got to do with your argument?
Well, it's the same. The same two states, either all or nothing. You men have a code. There's no such thing as a slightly sore leg that aches for a while. Either it's so bad that the man may never walk again, or it's absolutely fine. And it's the same with health in general. As I said, in the peak of condition, or else at death's door.
Well, you have a point about football players.
Yeah.
Although I think you're taking it a bit too seriously. Half the time, they're just pretending, after all.
Which is just my point. But what is it that turns them, in less time than it takes to kick a ball, from children in need of someone to kiss them better, into fearless men?
Probably the threat of a goal at the other end of the pitch. But I told you, it's an act.
No, no, no. It's much deeper than that.
No.
I think it's all to do with how boys have been brought up. They grow up expecting to be brave, to be stoical. I mean, let's face it. Today's new man may be ready to express his emotions, but when it comes to admitting pain or discomfort, he's as stiff upper-lipped as he ever was.
And women?
Women? Well, when they're unwell, and since they're getting worse, take avoiding action. You know, using medicines, going to bed earlier, or...
Neither of which is true of you.
Let me finish, or taking time off work before they reach the stage of collapse. Men, on the other hand, feel that if they do any of these things, it's a sign of weakness. So they end up fighting off an illness until they can hold out no longer. And then, when they collapse with a secondary infection requiring a doctor's prescription and days, if not weeks, in bed, they see it as a confirmation. Even a man like me couldn't shake this off.
Oh, come on!
And what's more, when they are ill, men revert to playing the role of a child, with their unfortunate partner cast in the role of mother. Not that I would ever mother you, you understand.
No, no, no. Okay, so what do you think is behind these different attitudes of men and women?
Well, for one thing, women, unlike men, do take for granted a certain amount of pain and discomfort in life.
I suppose that's true. Childbirth, for example?
Absolutely. And women also feel free to discuss these experiences. Illness is a tricky issue for a man, trapped in a world where he can tell no one but his partner how much he suffers and just where it hurts. It's no wonder you lot behave as you do. And who can blame you for making the most of it while it lasts?
Well, I still don't think you can include me in your sweeping generalisations.
Of course, there could be another reason why men's attitudes differ from women's.
Mm?
A man knows that when he is too ill to go on, his partner will nurse him. A woman knows she'd better not get that ill.
I'll remind you of this conversation when you're next bedridden.